From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The road to Olympic excellence is, no surprise, a difficult one, physically and financially. Adam Rippon is a former Olympic figure skater and author of a new memoir, Beautiful on the Outside. He joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm just wondering, you know, you have had some tough times before becoming an Olympian, and I'm wondering if one sticks out to you.
You know, in the book, I wanted to share a lot of these experiences because I feel like they are really the ones that help define me as a person. If I had to think of one that really stuck out to me, I would probably think of the time when I did not make the Olympic team in 2014. I felt like I was at my lowest. I did not know if I wanted to keep competing. I didn't feel like I was good at anything else. But it was from that moment where I just was fearless and I didn't worry about what I thought I was capable of. I just felt like I had more to give and I focused on that. And then, you know, I wasn't worried about what I had done. I focused on what I could do.
And I mean, financially too, you wasn't.
Oh yeah. She was
time.
Broke. Yeah. When I before that Olympics, I moved out to, Los Angeles. And when I first moved there, I did not have any money. I lived in my coach's basement. I had enough money to pay for my ice time and to go to the gym. And then for like food, I would like basically use my gym membership as a way to parlay into stealing the Tazo tea that they had and the green apples. So I was just having Tazo tea because like I was broke, but I was drinking nice tea and green apples.
So what kept you going?
To be honest, I just always felt like I would find a way out. I felt like I would figure it out. It felt very temporary. I didn't feel like I was living the life I was going to live forever. And I think through focusing on that, that helped me because I never felt like I was stuck in this hole. I felt like I was digging my way out.
Post-Olympics, is this just a whole new world of uncertainty or what's that like?
Totally. It's a very different world. But it's something I always kind of dreamed of doing. I think even more so than being an Olympic athlete is being an entertainer, comedian. And, I love it. It's like, it's, you know, today's a big day. My book comes out. We just announced that, we sold a show to Quibi, one of the new streaming platforms coming out next year. So, it's a definitely like on the theme of books, it's a whole new chapter.
Adam Rippon, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.